My Crazy Family. It's the brand new podcast that we have officially launched that you can now subscribe to, and you can now share your crazy family stories to as well. You're about to hear a 15-minute preview of My Crazy Family. While you're listening, be sure to search My Crazy Family on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of each week, jam-packed with crazy family stories that may make you and your family feel quite normal, or maybe not. Search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts, press subscribe, and then share your crazy family story as well. Enjoy this 15-minute preview of the My Crazy Family podcast. You know, when you have a new kid, having the support of family members can be really good, unless it goes too far.
And one of our stories, it definitely goes a wee bit too far.
If you can combine the ideas of a Dateline episode, a mother-in-law, and kidnapping, that's kind of what you have going on today's episode of My Crazy Family.
My.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of the week. We do greatly appreciate your support and keeping us on the air. So leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate that as well. Let folks know that we exist. It's Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Some of these stories we have just... they make me feel better about my life.
That's what the show is all about. It's all about making you feel better about yourself because you're not one of these people. Although it would be really awkward if you're listening to the show and you realize, oh, that's me.
Yeah. You know, I thought about that. Like, you know, is a person who's sending in these stories maybe somehow alerting on social media? Hey, I just found this really great podcast. You should listen. Uh-huh. But they're dropping a hint. And family member goes, hey, I like podcasts. And then starts listening, goes, wait a minute.
They're talking about me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we have you change the names.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if there's anything identifiable in here, we make sure that we kind of edit it just a little bit.
So you don't have a more awkward Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever holiday you want coming up. Because that'll be kind of fun to break out the audio at the table and be like, hey, listen to this. But if you want to share your story with us anonymously, please do. Call 833-CRAY-FAM, 833-272-9326. Call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or you can also write in at crazyfampod.com. That's crazyfampod.com. And we may talk about your story on a future episode of the program. What do we got going on today?
All right. Well, first off, my mother's crazy. Says this person, alcoholic, bipolar disorder, OCD, and sociopathic tendencies.
Great mix.
You know, it's going to be an interesting final year in high school when the school social worker introduces me to my mother's doctor, who wanted to make sure I had enough information and contact numbers to get the hell out of Dodge in a hurry if mom goes off her meds.
Oh, yes.
That might be your first sign.
At least they're preparing them. I'll give them, I mean, the school and the doctor, that's far beyond what we see in a lot of cases where kids are just like stuck in this situation until they can get away.
You know, that's a really good point. Part of me wonders if there's a HIPAA violation in here somewhere.
I don't know. I mean, when it's with the child, I guess if you don't reveal, you know, I don't know. It must be something there. I think there'd be like child protective care or something.
Yeah, that's probably right. So kudos to them for being proactive and getting ahead of this.
Yeah.
So here are some things my mother has done that make me shake my head and wonder. She kicked my biological father out of the house and filed for divorce basically entirely on the word of one of his coworkers that he was, quote, sleeping with the redhead from across town. Ironically, this is how my father was introduced to the redhead across town, who he later lived with.
Wow. So he got introduced by an accusation.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way of doing it.
Talk about foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Stepfather number two was a schizo Vietnam vet alcoholic that she met at an AA meeting. He beat her with the butt of a shotgun that she didn't realize he had brought into the house because she had the gall to have an orgasm before he did. Now,
oh my God. And she picks them well too. So it's like, leave good situation, go to worse situation.
Yeah. But you know, shouldn't the guy have been proud that he, you know, got her there?
Yeah. I mean, that's usually not something where you break out the weaponry and start hitting people with the brunt of the weapon. There's not usually many situations for that other than war. But I think that'd be like a moment of, you know, yeah, you're proud, you're happy. I mean, when you're with somebody, that's a good feeling. It's like, all right, good job.
Yeah. Hey, look at me go. I did it.
I personally like to put gold stars up on my wall. And it's very much like kind of what you do when you read a chapter in a book in like fourth grade. You go put a gold star up and then you have names of all the women. And then you put a gold star. And then it's a little awkward because the women come in and they're like, who's these other women? And it's like, well, gold stars, you know, I'm kidding. It does not happen.
So it's like a resume. Like, look what I've done.
Could you imagine if somebody did that sort of shit? Like who's Denise? Who's like, oh, well, they were former. Like, don't worry. I'm not with them anymore. It's just, I just want to show you I have a good track record because I achieved a lot.
That's all I'm trying to show you.
When you're done, I open up the nightstand and I'm like, here you go, honey. Put a star on the wall.
Are these the stars that are stickers or do you have to lick them?
Oh, they're stickers. They're those you get them at the office supply store. And it's fun when you tell the office supply store what you're doing too. It's like, oh, what is this? You do like Sunday school? No, this is for when I have sex and I get her to orgasm. She puts a star up on the wall. And then they're like, okay. I'm like, do you have Sharpies? Like, why is that? I don't know. I just like Sharpies.
Just to write the name on it. I need a fine point Sharpie though.
I bet there's probably some psychotic person out there who actually does that. And
if you do, we want to hear from you at crazyfampod.com.
We do, because we want to understand how you're thinking, because I'd like to dissect that a little bit. Continue
but
on.
We digress.
Yeah.
Okay. Continuing on in this story. This is the same winner that disappeared, no notice, left all of his stuff behind, and then we got served with eviction notices because a finance company was going to repossess the house because the second mortgage wasn't paid.
Oh.
The fact that they said repossess and not foreclose should indicate the level of professionalism and experience this place had with mortgage lending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it turns out that he went into the finance company with his new girlfriend, signed up for a second mortgage on the house, and walked out with a check for $35,000 an hour later. The girlfriend used a fake ID to pose as my mom. The only reason we figured this out was that they took pictures of all the new customers, and when they showed up to talk to my mom, they realized that the person in their picture was a bit younger and bustier. So it wasn't just a headshot. They got everything.
Yeah. Now whose house is being I'm trying to follow this. So the dad went and did this too, or was in on doing dumb shit?
I think dad's house.
Okay. So dad went with his new girlfriend, if I'm understanding correctly, and the girlfriend pretended to be the mom who was on the lease or whatever. And then basically took a home equity loan. Is that
that's what it sounds like? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. $35,000. Wow. Walk out with a check for that. Imagine the damage you could do in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. It continues on. Stepfather number three, she met him at an AA meeting. You know, that is not like Tinder, is it?
Well, I suppose you're all there for the same reason. Yeah, you know, you're trying to get your life on track. I can see how that would happen, being kind of a very cathartic experience where one would feel that they'd have a closer connection to someone.
You've all got the same problems.
Yeah.
So if somebody's going to fall off the wagon, it just exacerbates your situation too, I would think.
Or if it would, but I mean, if you're using it like, you know, keeping each other in check, I could see that being a positive, but I don't believe that part of their thing is like, I think it's probably prohibited where like you can't date people in here. I don't know. I've never been to one, but I would think that that would probably be a no-no in terms of, you know, just protocol.
Well, I would think so too. But, you know, based on the fact that I watch far too much TV, Mike and Molly, they were at Overeaters Anonymous and that's where they met and got married. So,
yeah, I mean, it's not like the AA meeting can stop it and be like, no, you can't date this person. But I could see, you know, someone meeting over, you know, similar life situations and things that they're going through. So I could see that probably being a place where I'm guessing a lot of people meet there, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think it would be hard to have a support system where your significant other is there. And if part of your issues are your relationship,
yeah,
it would just be, you'd have to find another group and then maybe another husband. I don't know.
Well, another group. Well, the story's not done.
It's not done. So 10 months later, after meeting at the AA meeting, he falls off the wagon in such spectacular fashion that no mention is made of him again.
Wow.
There were a couple near misses there, including the one that tried to sleep with my 10-year-old sister.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So she brought somebody in the house that tried to sleep with his 10-year-old sister.
God.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I think we talked about this the other day a little bit, just how scared. I mean, you got to vet people. You really got to vet people.
You do.
And even then, you know, you shouldn't be like, oh, yeah, come on over with my children here until you really kind of got that established. Most people don't. But I don't know. When I was, I mean, I'm in a committed relationship now and have been more than a year. But when I was single and dating, I didn't introduce my daughter to anybody until it was like, okay, we've been seeing each other for several months and I know that you're not, you know, a killer or something.
Well, you know that they, you know, are stable on a daily basis.
Yeah. It's not like second date, you know, come on over and meet my child.
It's just so dangerous. So the email goes on. That's just the drama for my mother. Mm. My father related drama is worthy of another email and I may do that later.
Ooh. Well, that's, I feel bad for this person because they didn't have anything stable then going on. They had two total fuck ups. And that's going to be a lot of deprogramming of oneself to not repeat and go, well, that's what they did. Isn't this not, oh, shit, I shouldn't be doing this. Because what you know is what you know.
It's really difficult. I come from a family where my dad was the fucked up one. Mm-hmm. And my mom was pretty much normal, as normal as you could be having a fucked up husband. But to have at least one stable parent is what kept me fairly sane.
Sure.
I can't imagine having two absolutely messed up parents. I mean, you've got to have some stability somewhere. You've got to have something that you can rely on, that you can trust. I can't imagine you just fending for yourself.
Well, and there's been so much of that where you have two totally fucked up parents and then they, you know, the kids grow and they, you know, basically fucking repeat. And it's this, and how do you break this? I mean, how do you break this cycle? I mean, every once in a while, somebody breaks out and they're good, but it's usually like, that's like, they're almost the black sheep of the crazy family because they got their shit together and the crazy family still gets together, you know, on the weekends and, you know, drinks barbecue sauce.
Hello, you're talking to the black sheep here.
Exactly. Yeah, but how do you break the bigger cycle where it's not just, you know, the one person who escapes, but how do you fix this cycle? I don't know that there's any way to fix this cycle, you know, without like really stepping on like laws and you know, human rights, you know, or just civil, I don't know what the word would be, but just people's liberties. Without stepping on people's liberties, maybe these people shouldn't have such liberties, but they do. Mm-hmm. And there's no way, because you really got to kind of pull back that curtain and be like, we got to stop this next generation or fix this so it doesn't keep going and going. But I think we're way beyond the point of no return there.
Yeah. And I think several generations stemming back to time of the Holocaust, time to a lot of the wars. I think this multi-generational dysfunction is so far out of control now. And we've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. They have proof that genetically trauma changes people. Yeah. And people have been traumatized, and then they just go on and have children who have really fucked up genes because their parents were traumatized. Mm-hmm. And it just continues and continues. And it was one of the decisions that weighed heavily on me. I chose not to have kids because I watched how fucked up my family was, that I just felt I couldn't, I was not going to contribute to letting that continue.
Yeah.
So for me, I took matters into my own hands that, you know, at one point I think I wanted kids,
yeah.
But then I thought, you know, what if I go batshit crazy in my 40s? And I don't want to do this to somebody else. I didn't do it.
Want more of the My Crazy Family podcast? Well, you're in luck. There's plenty of episodes to start binging away on right now for absolutely free. All you have to do is search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts or on Apple Podcasts and find our program and press subscribe. My Crazy Family. Search for it now, press subscribe, and start binging away this instant. My Crazy Family. Enjoy.